Everyone here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom would like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring programming here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsors, Mouska Trips, at www.mousketrips.com. That's www.mouseketrips.com. Please visit www.disneyresortskingdom.com and click on one of the many links to relive the magic, and please purchase an item and help fund the Disney Resorts Kingdom.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLam. Guys, take it away.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning. And I'm joined with Nick McLam.
I'm not scared. I can't be scared.
Today is Halloween. We are here to celebrate the season. We are going to talk about some Disneyland attractions with a spooky flavor. And now, back to my normal voice. Hello. How you doing, it's, It's Halloween 2007 today, and hopefully you're listening to it on Halloween, and we're here to talk about some more spooky Disneyland attractions. Now, we will be talking about the Haunted Mansion on this Friday show, which I should be joined with Tom Corliss, of course Nick, Steve Swanson of the Muppet Cast, and someone else who I cannot remember his name, but he should be in it as well. But don't be surprised if some of them aren't in it. Well, today we're going to be talking about some of the other Halloween attractions at the Disneyland Resort. The first one we're going to talk about is Golden Screams. Now, do you have any idea what that is, Nick?
No, not at all.
Well, do you have any idea what the show Golden Dreams is?
Kinda.
What do you know about it?
About Golden Dreams. And it has the song Golden Dreams in it?
Yes and no. It is about Golden Dreams, but it does not have the song in it. Now, take a look there. There's a picture of the facade of Golden Dreams. And, picture that, but with all of those pillars, you would see a Chernabog little figure, and in place of the Golden Dreams poster little thing there with the Chinese woman, you would see a little picture of Chernabog and the Golden Screams logo.
It's funny. I don't know what.
Now you go through that little area. Oh, and by the way, this is where the Little Mermaid attraction will be.
Woo.
And of course, this is in Disney's California Adventure, so you go through that little palace type mini thing. And you get through there, and you go into a theater, and the movie starts, and you see and hear the Nightmare on Bald Mountain sequence from Fantasia, of course with Chernabog, who is the mascot of the Golden Screams show. And then a live host comes out, Upton O'Good. So his first name is Upton, and his last name is O'Good. So if you say it together, up to no good. And he basically takes you for, it's basically the Golden Screams award ceremony, and Up to No Good takes you through different screams, I guess, and this year they are doing the Disney villains from the past 22 years. So there are six candidates, and I can't remember entirely who there is. I think there was the villain from Hunchback of Notre Dame. That would be Frollo, I think his name is. And then, Ursula, Hades, the villain from Mulan, Gaston, and one other, which I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyway, and you basically go through and you scream out for who you think is the best. And whichever villain receives the highest scream basically wins. And a child is randomly selected out of the audience and they go up there and they give their own test scream. And out from the back you hear, "Hold up, hold up, hold up." And a costume figure of whoever won the award, which in my case when I saw it was Hades, comes out and looking very creepy, and basically he gets the award, she screams, and we all live unhappily ever after. Da la 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 la.
Wow.
Now it is
so that's basically all it is.
That's basically all it is, but they dragged it out and it was about 30 minutes. Yeah.
Is it bad or is it even worth seeing?
Yeah, it's kind of bad. It was very, very, very corny. And I'm kind of torn between what I prefer, the original Golden Dream show or Golden Screams. Is Golden Dreams...
Do Golden Dreams, I don't know what that is.
Well, Golden Dreams isn't really Halloween themed, so maybe we'll talk about that next week. But it's basically a show all about America. Why did I say America? A show all about the history of California. So it's sort of along the lines of what you'd see in Impressions de France or O Canada or Reflections of China, except it's about Canada. And it's just
there's a Chinese woman on this little picture.
Yes. Yes, but there were many Chinese immigrants, and you learn the...
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right, so I learned in U.S. history.
You learn the whole story of California in there, and it's hosted by Whoopi Goldberg. So yeah, that's Golden Screams, and if you want to know a bit about Golden Dreams, then stay tuned for next week, or basically whenever we get around to it.
Yeah, whenever you get around to it.
Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is Candy Corn Acres. Now, Candy Corn Acres is a little temp... Oh, by the way, if you want to see Golden Screams, then too bad, because the last day is Halloween. Then they...
Which is tomorrow.
Which is today, right?
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's today, and I make him laugh a lot. And closed on November 1st, 2nd, and it will reopen on the 3rd as Golden Dreams.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. And then, the next one, like I said, Candy Corn Acres is a little display sort of thing right in the entrance area at DCA in front of the fountain statue thingy. And basically it's this big giant candy corn, and it's like a mini museum of different like candy corns growing as carrots or candy corns growing as apples, or basically they're harvesting fake candy corns. And
hold on, what?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to they're harvesting basically fake candy corns, and basically
they give you free samples.
No, which is the scary thing.
They do that.
And then there's a show there at the stage, and I think there's a little Heimlich popping up saying, "Oh, this is good candy corn. I like candy corn because I'm Heimlich, and this is my choo-choo train." Because in case you didn't know, there's a Heimlich's choo-choo train riding a Bugs Land of DCA.
Wow.
And that will also... Last day, I think, is today.
Yeah, today.
Final thing we're going to talk about is over at Disneyland Park, and that would be Woody's Halloween Roundup. Now, me personally, I have not been in there, but it is at the Big Thunder Ranch area, which is right behind Big Thunder Mountain. Big surprise. And basically, it's just Woody and Jesse and other cowboys of sorts just being all Halloween-y and having some good old-fashioned Halloween fun, I guess.
that's probably what the description is in the map. I'm gonna get all round up.
So basically, that's all there is left of DCA and Disneyland Halloween stuff. Of course, DCA's entrance was all docked out in its Halloween gear, as well as Main Street in Disneyland, with this big giant Mickey pumpkin in the middle of town square. So, Yeah, Halloween time. It's an okay season for Disneyland. I think I probably prefer Christmas time, though.
And yeah, Christmas is the best.
We'll be talking about Christmas time as it begins
in
November. Yeah. And basically...
I love Christmas.
Basically, yeah. Basically, all the shows in December of both the EDRP and the EDP will be Halloween themed. Oh my god, I'm on a crazy joint today. I nearly said it again. Christmas themed.
So funny. Good job, Luke.
Now, as you may have noticed, this is day 4. We still have one day left in the 5 days of Halloween. On Friday, we'll be joined with Tom Corliss, Steve Swanson, and another guy, as well as Nick, of course.
His name is Carmine.
Carmine Torchetti, that's right. And they should hopefully all be along to discuss the Haunted Mansion. And unfortunately, we'll mainly be talking about Disney World's version, as only Tom and I have experienced Disneyland's. I'm not sure about Carmine, he might have, but I'm not sure. And me and Carmine will be together and we'll be saying, I hate Animal Kingdom.
I will too.
Good, you're my brother from another mother. Yo.
I'm flies.
Alright, that's about it for this show. As always, if you would like to email me, my email address is luke@disneyresortskingdom.com. Any emails about anything on the Disney Resorts Kingdom and its podcasts, just email that address. Also, be sure to check out our site and friends of the show at disneyresortskingdom.com. Also, don't forget to check out our articles, which are also available at disneyresortskingdom.com. Go to mousebits.com and download all the audio you possibly can. Go out and buy a $90 hard drive.
It's worth it. It's so worth it.
Buy the $90 hard drive. It'll get you 320 gigabytes of extra space for your computer. It's on offer right now at Target.
It is. If you like Illuminations, and, well, if you like anything with the word Disney World.
Not just Disney World, Disneyland, even Tokyo Disneyland.
Okay, I give it 5 stars.
Great site. It's at mousebits.com. That's mousebits.com. Happy Halloween, everyone. And thanks for listening to this episode of the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around.
Thanks for listening to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast, and we hope you enjoy your stay here at the Disney Resorts.
I get around, yeah, get around.